USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. One of the homes destroyed by the so-called car fire in Northern California belongs to Redding Police Chief Roger Moore. Ken Pimlott with the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection says the whirlwind-like fire can almost be described as a tornado.
The last 5 or 6 years in California, we've been experiencing the effects of our longstanding drought. The rain that we had really did nothing to impact the character of the vegetation, which is critically dry.
Many more hot days lie ahead. The pilot of a small plane had to make an emergency landing in rush hour traffic on Chicago's Lakeshore Drive when his engine lost power. Deputy Commissioner of Chicago Fire, Bill Vogt, says it was an incredible landing.
He landed in live traffic.
And no cars were hit.
No cars were injured. No traffic accidents were happened.
The two people on the plane refused medical help. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
On Sean Hannity's radio show, President Donald Trump says Republicans will do better than expected in midterm elections this November, thanks to the fastest pace of economic growth in nearly 4 years. He's also vowing to hit the campaign trail.
Give me the top 25 Congress people that are, you know, could go either way, and I want to go out and campaign for those people. Likewise with the Senate.
Trump vowing to spend up to 7 days a week campaigning, starting 60 days from the midterms. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says the 4.1% growth in GDP last quarter will rise even higher, and rising paychecks will be next.
Business investment is booming. So much of our program was aimed at providing new incentives for businesses, which will then lead to the productivity we haven't had in 20 years, and that in turn will lead to higher real wages.
President Trump has publicly thanked North Korea's leader after more remains of U.S. service members have been handed over, as he promised during the summit with Chairman Kim. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A recent report from Ronan Farrow with The New Yorker says that six women who dealt with CBS chairman and CEO Les Moonves on a professional basis have alleged that he sexually harassed them, with all the instances occurring from the 1980s through the 2000s. Moonves has issued a statement which says in part, quote, "I recognize that there were times decades ago when I may have made some women uncomfortable by making advances. Those were mistakes, and I regret them immensely, but I always understood and respected and abided by the principle that no means no, and I've never misused my position to harm or hinder anyone's career," unquote. Farrow talked to ABC about why the women are speaking out now.
They said they were doing that to protect other women and to try to put a spotlight on what they feared was a culture of impunity around Les Moonves and including other figures in his company.
The New Yorker article is now online, and it will appear in the August 6th and 13th 2018 print issue. At Friday's hearing on former Trump attorney Michael Cohen's request for a gag order against the lawyer for adult film star Stormy Daniels, Michael Avenatti says he's confident the gag order will not be approved against him. And he says more women will be coming forward who say they've received hush payments before the 2016 election from either Cohen for Trump or by National Enquirer publisher AMI, a supporter of Trump.
As soon as those clients green light me to release information and details relating to their prospective cases, I will release that information.
The judge has yet to rule on the gag order, and Avenatti says he won't be quiet while the public remains interested in the case. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.